Fella, tell me you're out looking at your holdings.
Well, I'm out, frankly, trying to grade some roads.
Grade some roads?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're not a road grader, are you?
No, but I'm learning.
Thought I was a road hand.
Well, I'm learning.
What are you trying to do? Build up a pretty popular vote in November?
Yeah, I'm trying to. How you feeling?
Well, just so-so. I had a hell of a night last night. I had a lot of pains in my kidney stone, I guess. Don't want to say anything about it, but I just was miserable all night long. But I think it's pretty well down. We've got lots of trouble this morning. Looked like they're going to really have a bloody fight at Cypress. They sent in 65 planes and dropping bombs around the Turks, and the Greeks say they're going to wipe out every Turk on the island. About 80,000 if they do that, and the Turks invade. But I've done everything. I've had them all come over here, and I've done everything I know to do to stop it. And the only thing we could do is intervene, and maybe Russia would intervene, and we'd really be off. So I'm going to Bess Beeman's funeral, I guess, this afternoon, and then going back up tonight. And we got our poverty bill passed yesterday, and had a hell of a good vote. We kind of broke their back. Some Republicans saved me from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. Eddie Weisel got a good bunch of them, so we got about 20 that we hadn't counted on. We didn't think they could. We thought they'd hold them, but 20 off of theirs and on to ours made a net of 40, and that pretty well did it. I sure appreciate your calling those folks. I got them all down in the White House, tried to talk to them, but it couldn't do much. Joe helped us. He voted against the bill, but we didn't need his vote then. We didn't care.
I voted for you a couple of times.
Yeah. He Dowdy never would help us, and Burleson never would help us, and the Fisher never would help us.
No.
I don't know what you can do about those fellas. Poole never did help us.
I didn't see all the votes.
Poole never did help us. Dowdy never did help us. Burleson never did help us. Rogers helped us once or twice.
Yeah.
But he voted strike out the enacting clause, which was to kill it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But I'd say we've had the best session that anybody's ever had. Now we got to start politicking and start carrying on. And first thing I want you to do is figure out what we need to do at Texas. What kind of organization, who are we going to have in it? I'd like to have two groups, a regular Democratic organization and then a Citizens for Johnson.
Well, we can do that.
So that you can get any Republicans that you could get in on it. Maybe we'll just have one. I don't want the liberal.
I think you ought to have two.
But you think about it. I want you to do that, and I rather think that I don't want to ask you to just forget everything, because I'm really going to need you after that convention more than before. But I really think if you could, it'd be wonderful if you'd come up and spend some time between now and the convention. Walter Reuther called me this morning, just raising hell. There's nobody in the Democratic committee. And he says John Bailey's no good and so forth. I think that they would look like I'd taken more control of it. And another thing, I don't think it ever hurts you to be national.
No, I agree with that.
And if you could be talking to leaders, and just like Bobby Kennedy, making a lot of your own friends, and while you're doing it for me, a lot of people you met working with me through the years are your strongest people for governor now, and a lot of people you meet in this will be stronger for you down the road. Anything you needed in business or practicing law or running for office or anything else. It's like Clark Clifford said, the best thing ever happened to him is he got to sit down with these 400 leaders the other day and go from table to table, leaders of business. He don't ordinarily just visit the AT&T presidents, you know.
That's right.
And
I told Walter said to you the other day.
He did.
That I, well, now, my problem between now and the convention, I leave next Friday. Go to Mexico.
Oh.
And I just cannot get out of it.
No.
I've got 5 days, and then I'm home only one day or a day and a half, and then I go to the National Convention.
Well, while I was on this, that leaves the convention out, and that's all right. It's not too important. I rather thought he has had this unity meeting. And I rather thought that we ought to have a day, if we could, of talking with me and with the heads of the departments, and let them ask any questions that they got. Just invite the Democratic governors to come up to the White House for a meeting. Obviously, to be briefed on governmental affairs, and have Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense come in there and talk to them about what's happening in the world and what's happening here at home. And I might have the chairman of chairman of the Appropriations Committee, or one or two, might have just a little briefing of 10-minute speeches, four or five of them, and me give them a lunch or a dinner. Now, it's hard. I can see it be difficult to. Goldwater's had his, he's had all the Congress at breakfasts, and now he's getting all the governors up at Hershey. And it seems to me like that if we could somehow or other have each governor come by Washington either before the convention or afterwards, it would be mighty wonderful.
Well, we can do that.
Think about which would be the best time.
All right.
Now,
for dual purposes, it'd be better before.
Yeah, it sure would.
And we're going to caucus on Sunday, the 23rd.
I don't know how many governors would get off that early, but if they could get off, we could spend the day Saturday with them.
Well, they'll get off on Saturday.
If I don't have an engagement, you think about it. Talk to two or three of them and feel them out. Would the South boycott it?
No, sir.
Faubus gave out a kind of a mean interview the other day, said he didn't want to come to the convention to... he wanted to show his contempt for me for staying away. I can't believe that.
Well, I didn't see that statement.
Chicago Tribune quoted him as saying that he wanted to... I'm not sure they quoted him directly, but they said that he was... Either said that or... in quotation marks or out.
I rather doubt that. That doesn't sound like it to me.
Doesn't to me. He was in the White House 2 months ago. Told me he's for everything I was doing, and he's the strongest man you ever saw for these social projects like ARA,
yep.
Which I haven't even shoved. He and Wilbur Mills came down and tried to get me to shove it.
Yep.
And the welfare projects. And he said, you've always thought I'm conservative. Said, hell, I'm here to shove these things. They help my poor state.
Yep.
And, but, I talked to McKeithen, Louisiana, day before yesterday. They got an integrated school down there next Wednesday.
Yep.
They got a bunch of Klansmen in the town. And
yep.
I told them we didn't want to send marshal, didn't want to send troops. We had to enforce the court's decision, and I wished he'd enforce it. They told me the local sheriff wouldn't, and he said, well, he would, and he'd send his people, and I didn't need to worry about it. He'd see it carried out, that he thought the decision was as mild as they could expect, and it just lets them in the 11th and 12th grades. And so it looked like he was trying to be cooperative, but I get along fine with Johnson of Mississippi on these cooperative things. I talk to him every two or three days. But Gallup this morning shows that Goldwater's got 51, we got 40, and they keep talking about the South all the time. And East, I'm 70-30. And in the West, I'm 64-36. And in the Midwest, I'm 62-38. And a lot of people think it... We've got trouble in the South and want us to write it off and just say to hell with it, and I think it's the worst thing could happen to the South and the worst thing could happen to me.
I agree with that.
But they keep putting out these interviews every goddamn day. There's something about the South is gone and Goldwater's got it locked up and all that kind of stuff, and I think we've got to kind of do something to... they're going to have all their people in here. Chicago Tribune made a three-day survey of Texas and Arkansas and stuff like that. We got to get our people talking how good it is. Now, they talk about the backlash. Gallup shows that one out of every 10 in the nation, Democrats, are against me. But they show one out of every 3 Republicans are against Goldwater. All the moderates and all the liberals, the Javitses and the Keatings and the Fultons and so forth, but they got a backlash worse on them than it is on us.
I agree. For different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, specifically, I had asked on a survey of the Democratic governors whether they wanted to meet in Atlantic City on the 22nd or the 23rd, so they pretty well were evenly divided. I'm going to set it for about 4 o'clock Sunday the 23rd, which means, though, that the vast majority of them are going to be available on Saturday the 22nd.
Well,
if they're clear, I think we ought to get them up there and spend the day with them. I think it'd be wonderful to have lunch and have those fellows brief them.
Tell you what I thought might do, we could do one or two things. We could either have them at lunch and have them brief them, or we could have them brief them and let everybody go in his own way at lunch and have a dinner that evening for them and their wives. And with the cabinet, which would give them a chance to bitch to any cabinet officer they wanted to. And might make their wives feel pretty happy to be with the cabinet wives. And I don't know. I think you could say it's that we just President asked them, and I don't see that. I think a man looked worse in his state if he said, "Hell, I won't meet with him," and he didn't.
I agree. I think he'll all be there.
Well. You think about that, and we'll talk before you go to Mexico. You talk
sir?
To Walt. You think about that, and we'll talk before you go to Mexico.
All right. But I think very well of it. The only other thing I think you ought to be considered when before you get your itinerary set, we've got this governor's conference. Southern governors here in San Antonio. It starts the 10th, runs through the 14th. And 17 of them will be here. And you might want to put that on your itinerary. I don't think it's essential that you do it, but it's only 3 weeks before that campaign, and before the election, rather. And it might be a real smart thing for you to do.
Well, you feel around, see it. I don't get rebuked. What do you think about them picking them up and playing, bringing them out to have dinner with them at the range?
Well, we might do that.
That's if we could do something like that, it would be a social thing. They don't mind as much as if I was down politicking with them on an official meeting, maybe. A fellow from Arkansas might not object to coming out and having lunch with you.
All right.
Think about it.
All right.
And we'll take either way. If it's, right. Is it on a weekend?
Yes, sir. We start. We're going to take them to the Texas OU game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, they're coming down here to our range.
Good. Well, they may have too many ranches.
And Monday evening, they could come out there, which would be the only night, because Tuesday night's the state dinner. But that Monday night would be a possibility, or you might consider joining us down here on Sunday.
Well, I think that might be a thing that we try to do. Or maybe, well, let's see, what, they're going to be there in the afternoon?
The afternoon.
What about them stopping here for lunch on en route?
Well, it might do that.
Think about it, and let's figure it. I can't be here Monday, you see, with the troubles in Washington.
Yeah.
I can be here usually on a Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And I don't want to... just think about it and tell me, and we'll work out something that way.
Right.
I think you better feel the governors. I don't know how many of them are bitter. I don't know what a Wallace would say. I don't know what a... what would be the reaction. We've got to kind of watch that.
You have no bitterness anywhere except you might get some trouble from Wallace. I don't even think you'd do that because he told me he was going to work for all the Democratic congressmen. I don't, but even if he did, it wouldn't hurt you. McKissick's not going to do it. I don't think Faubus will. I'll talk to Faubus tomorrow and test his temperature, but you're not going to get it from Ferris Bryant. You're not going to get it from Don Russell or Carl Sanders or Albertus Harrison or any of the rest of them. I've already talked to them. So the only possibility would be Wallace, and I don't think that would hurt him if he said something. He ain't hurt any more than he has.
Well, I think it makes sense, John. I think it makes sense.
And I think it shows an overture on your part, and I think it puts him in a worse position than he's in, because it at least shows you're trying to be reasonable. You want to meet with him, you want to talk to him, and I don't know how in the hell suppose he issues some statement. Christ, he can do that anyway.
Well, now, what you could do is, and I'd seriously consider this, leaving Dallas at 11, landing here at 12, having a lunch out in the front yard, and leaving here about 2:30 and getting to your place whenever you want them, whenever you, or leaving here in time to get to your place.
Well, we can do that.
And I might come right on with them.
We can do that. We can do that.
So just do that, and I'll see if I can fix it up here.
All right.
Now, I don't want our people, I want our people to help any way they can, but I sure think we ought to have somebody that we can start sending them to and can start organizing, and you get in mind who you want to be the campaign managers, and let's get, I'll get any suggestions I've got, and let's really try to, if we don't care about one state in the union, it's got to be this one.
I agree.
And I'm afraid that some of them,